Hare Krishna. I was requested to make a video for Radha Govinda's 30th installation ceremony, and sadly I just can't get the time to do a video, so I'm doing an audio, and I hope that that will do. 30 years ago means 86. 86. I was in the UK in 1986, and I remember Bhagavad-Shraya Prabhu and some other devotees coming back from Inishrat and the installation, and I didn't go, probably due to some Sankirtan management and so on, and them telling me how nice it was and how wonderful it was and how I have to go by a barge to the island, and that they have these beautiful big deities of Radha Govinda. And you have to excuse me if I'm interspersed here with talking about Radha Govinda, but I guess that's how narrations go. Everyone sees things from their own perspective. Anyway, I did go there sometime thereafter again, and that was the first time that I went. And at that time, I remember Parashuram Prabhu was still a pujari. And I assume my mantra was also a pujari, because she's always a pujari. And sort of lasting impression and first impression of Radha Govinda are how Krishna is sitting in this very remote place. At least it's remote already in terms of its geographical location, but more remote by the fact that it's on an island and there's no bridge there. You have to go by boat, and that doesn't seem like in the foreseeable future there's going to be a bridge. And giving darshan to a few people. So at least my thought was, he's having a good time over here, because he could be in downtown Dublin. If it was a matter of preaching to get more effect, and we're in a place where devotees would naturally come more, if for no other reason, because it doesn't rain every day of the year. Radha Govinda must be having a good time. And of course I started coming more often when I became GBC of Ireland, which I didn't really, wasn't crazy about, but because it was so geographically contiguous, it was sort of hard to talk my way out of it. And and I started sending devotees there to help serve Radha Govinda, as well as to learn deity worship. Gaurangi went there, Rohini went there, and my experience is always the same in going to Inishrat. Here are Radha Govinda enjoying themselves. Otherwise, why are they there? And so impressive, beautiful. Govinda with his beautiful features and wide shoulders and so large countenance, facial countenance, and yet, although they're sort of in a remote place, but they're very close. You know, you have You have deities that are often mounted on altars that are distant. For instance, in New Rajadam, Radhasham Sundar they're quite far away. And they're smaller than Radha Govinda. And that has one type of darshan, but because Srimati Radharani and now also Shyama Sundar, they're sort of in a position where they're about to sort of walk off the altar, then they look close. But Radha Govinda are really close. Their altar's only, I don't know, a foot and a half high, and you can get within 2 yards of them. So they're extremely approachable, which seems to invite a very close relationship, close feeling with the devotees there. It seems to me an invitation to the residents of Inishra, who are really few, but it's a privilege. Of course, same invitation is there to devotees in Ireland, but devotees either on the island or in Giglan, they have this special opportunity to take up Radha Govinda's invitation. Just like Krishna tells Arjuna, Pratijani, Mamivai Satyamti, Pratijami Priyosimi. He says, you'll come to me. So Krishna's inviting us to come to him, but here's Radha Govinda. He's coming to us in order to invite us to come to him. So it's very, very impressive initiative, is sort of the popular catchword that we use on part of the Lord. He's taking the initiative. And there are certain temples, well, the only other temple I can think of is Soho Street. Soho Street, although I have problems with the way in which its upkeep is. But one thing that is unparalleled is sometimes when I stay there during the day and I take a nap or even stay overnight in the Brahmachari Ashram, which is sort of straight above Radhalandanishwara, you really feel their extraordinary presence. People tend to be, in one sense, a little more receptive when they're asleep. That's why you see often in Shastra that the Lord appears to devotees in their dreams. And there's not so many other things going on in their heads in which Krishna can appear in a form to speak to devotee. And being sleeping in Inishrat, which was particularly in the guest rooms upstairs, which are just to the left of the top of the stairs. And I used to get that same impression, same feeling as being in Soho Street. And and on top of everything else, which is something that I sort of feel bad about, and I always feel bad that I sort of left Ireland, is that Radha Govinda is considering who they are, and they're already, in one sense, living under austere conditions, but their shringar, their cooking, their worship could be much, much grander. not because it's not being done nicely. I think it's being done great under the circumstances. But after all, it's Krishna, and Krishna deserves the best. It would be nice to see that Radha Govinda really got what they deserve. But that said, they're still there. And Krishna's very humble. Yomi bhaktya priyachati. Therefore, whatever we can't make up in terms of grand puja and many offerings and large facilities for their worship, at least no doubt devotees can make up by bhakti, by devotion. And when Srila Prabhupada installed Rukmini Dwarkadish, then he, right at the end, Prabhupada started crying. But he warned the devotees. He said, don't take it for granted that Krishna has come. He says, always remember that Krishna is here. And Krishna has personally appeared. You may think he's a deity, but that doesn't make him any less supreme personality of Godhead. It may appear to be less in our minds because our minds are less, but it's not less for Krishna. He's just as much Krishna at Inishrat as he is in Goloka Vrindavan. And he can do the same thing. And as Kapila Dev, who talks about deity worship, and he says this very beautiful verse. I'm just going to press the stop button for a second. Okay, so Lord Kapila Dev says, "Oh, my mother, my devotees always see the smiling face of my form with eyes like the rising morning sun. They like to see my various transcendental forms, which are all benevolent, and they also talk favorably with me." And upon seeing the charming forms of the Lord smiling and attractive, and hearing his very pleasing words, the pure devotee almost loses all of the consciousness. His senses are freed from all other engagements, and he becomes absorbed in devotional service. Thus, in spite of his unwillingness, he attains liberation without separate endeavor. So, for me, that's sort of the mood of Radha Govinda, that they're very keen, as it takes here, hearing his very pleasing words, Radha Govinda are very keen to speak to the devotees. He's very keen to hear from them, even though there's few devotees there. That doesn't seem to bother him at all. Doesn't seem to bother them. They like it. But obviously, and even if the atmosphere could be more bountiful, but still they accept the austerity. But the main thing that they're looking for is real devotion, that the devotees recognize their approachability and respond with the same, with real love and devotion, and that way we really mine the potential and the purpose of Radha Govinda's coming to Inishrat of all places in the world. Hare Krishna.